I've decided to sign the nomination paper for Maria Sean, because as a member of the Oireachtas, of course, I have two votes I can cast in the presidential election, and I've decided to use both. One, first of all, to nominate a candidate simply whose name can appear on the ballot paper, and that'll be Maria Sean. And my other vote will be for my preferred candidate, who is in fact Heather Humphreys. But I suppose I'm nominating Maria Sean for a number of reasons. First of all, I think she's a credible candidate. She has a groundswell of support, a critical mass of support within the Oireachtas. I think there'll be 18 signatures at this stage. She needs 20. And I think she reflects all or some of the views of a significant proportion of the Irish people. And it's not just for that reason, because what I think we need to see is a respectful, considered debate with different viewpoints on some issues, at least, in the upcoming presidential election. And I think by not giving a voice to different viewpoints, I think certain groups of people become further polarised and just believe that they're not being heard, that they're not part of the discussion, and about the person, the president, who will represent us over the next 7 years. And to me, that can lead to fracture and polarisation. And we've seen that happen in other countries. And I think we have a responsibility to try and make sure that doesn't happen here. And this is an opportunity to stop that happening by just giving voters, you know, that wider choice. I mean, I have a number of other reasons, Catherine, but, you know, I suppose that's the first one and the main one. I suppose, secondly, all of the candidates so far have been nominated by political parties. Yet, if you look at the last election and many, many previous elections, many people vote for independents. And I think they expect them to use that independent role to influence outcomes. Now, the outcome of this election, of course, will be entirely and fully decided by the Irish people, thankfully. But I think the opportunity to offer alternative candidates is within the gift of independence. And while I wouldn't have, you know, started Maria Sean's campaign, she's got to the point where she has enough signatures, she has critical mass, and while I think we need a debate in the longer term about the presidential election, how candidates are put on the ballot, but I think for now we have to work within our constitutional and legal limits. I think the political parties have blocked avenues through the county councils, but as independent members of the Oireachtas, I think we have the freedom to provide a pathway and not just leave it entirely as an enclosed shop. And I suppose finally, can I say, Catherine, while I don't agree with Maria Sean's views on a number of issues, I will, however, defend her right, excuse me, not only to have those views, but to articulate them in a presidential election, because I think it's an important space. Actually, I think it's a very important space where different views can be heard, can be expressed in a reasonable way, and that we don't have to rely on social media to hear, you know, different kinds of views. And in truth, I have full faith in the Irish electorate to select the most suitable candidate to represent them for the next 7 years. So, you know, I just felt this was within my responsibility and that I was going to take it up at this point.
Time is ticking, though. What are her chances realistically at this point of getting on the ballot paper? And what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts on having just only potentially three candidates on that ballot paper, Minister Harkin?
Well, I think that there now will be 18 people supporting her, and she needs 20. It's up to the rest of my colleagues what they think. I can only give my view. I'm not going to put pressure on them. They're entitled to theirs. But I do think alternative voices matter when they're credible, when they're reasonable, and when the debate will be in, you know, on the media, the newspapers, on your radio station, on every radio station, on our TV station. And people can hear for themselves and judge for themselves across a range of viewpoints. I just actually think that's really important. And I also think that the political parties have sewn this up, and it's good to have that opportunity just not to be listening always to what the political parties want. And the reason I say that is because the Irish electorate